BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Israel's parliament has banned the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, from operating in the country. Israeli MPs have accused UNRWA staff of involvement in the attacks of October the 7th and diverting aid in Gaza. The move would see contact between Israeli officials and UNRWA employees banned. Here's Sebastian Usher.
There's been a long-term feeling amongst many Israeli politicians that the UN and UNRWA are essentially hostile to Israel. They're biased against Israel, and that has really hardened since the October the 7th attacks. There have been allegations from Israel that essentially UNRWA is complicit with Hamas, and there were accusations that 12 members of UNRWA took part in the October 7th attacks. That was investigated, and it was found that there was some evidence that 9 of them may have been. But the major kind of allegations against UNRWA, the kind of institution-wide ones, were not stood up.
The US State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said Washington had made it clear to Israel it was deeply concerned by the UNRWA decision. He added the US was urging Israel to pause the implementation of the legislation, saying the agency played an irreplaceable role in Gaza. Lebanon's health ministry says 60 people have been killed in Israeli attacks on the Bekaa Valley. Julian Duplain reports.
The strikes hit 12 areas in the Baalbek region, officials said, with 2 children among the dead. Unverified video posted on social media showed damage to buildings and forests ablaze as rescuers searched for the injured. The local governor called the attacks the most violent in the area since Israel escalated the conflict against Hezbollah last month. Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley is a stronghold of the group. Located inland to the east of Beirut, the area is a strategic route to the group's allies and backers in Iran, Syria and Iraq.
US officials say hundreds of voting slips have been destroyed in an arson attack on 3 ballot drop-off boxes in Oregon and Washington state. Police said they didn't know the motive. Mike Benner from the Portland Police Bureau, or PPB, told a local television station it was being thoroughly investigated.
Detectives at PPB are working very closely with our partners at Portland Fire and Rescue, Vancouver PD, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, Elections, and the FBI. And through that collaboration and analysis of surveillance footage, we have identified a suspect vehicle connected to this. There was enough evidence collected at all 3 scenes that lead us to believe that all 3 incidents are connected.
Video from one ballot box in the Washington city of Vancouver showed officials raking out burning slips. The city is one of the most competitive races in the country. World News from the BBC. The district attorney for the US city of Philadelphia has filed a lawsuit against the Political Action Committee, controlled by Elon Musk, who's backing Donald Trump for president. It seeks to end Mr. Musk's daily $1 million cash giveaway to registered voters in the run-up to next week's election. Philadelphia's chief prosecutor called it an illegal lottery. Tens of thousands of protesters have held a rally outside Georgia's parliament in Tbilisi to protest at what they see as the ruling Georgian Dreams Party theft of Saturday's election. They chanted and waved Georgian, EU and Ukrainian flags as President Salome Zurabishvili addressed them. She told them not to allow the government to steal their votes and their future. A new piece of music by the Polish composer Frédéric Chopin has been discovered nearly 200 years after it was first composed. The score was found in the vault of a museum library in New York. A leading academic on Chopin said the work included characteristic handwriting and his distinctive bass clef. The Spanish national and Manchester City player Rodri has won the coveted Ballon d'Or award for best male footballer for the first time. The midfielder beat Brazil's Vinicius Junior and England's Jude Bellingham, both of Real Madrid, to win the prize. Our sports correspondent Manny Jasmi outlines the significance of the win.
Rodri was instrumental in Manchester City winning the Premier League for a 4th time in a row last season and Spain winning the European Championship. He's the first man from Spain to win the Ballon d'Or since 1960.
The Spanish and Barcelona midfielder Ayana Bamati won the Women's Award for a 2nd year running. The ceremony was boycotted by Madrid, who believed their players had been snubbed by the jury of international journalists. BBC News.